SEC Chair Atkins unveils a token safe harbor that could let crypto startups raise capital without registering. SEC Chair Paul Atkins announced regulation crypto assets at the DC Blockchain Summit on March 17, 2026, proposing a formal token safe harbor that would give crypto startups a registration exemption for up to 4 years. The proposal, which Atkins said will be released for public comment in a week or two, is expected to exceed 400 pages. The announcement came on the same day the SEC and CFTC issued joint interpretive guidance classifying 17 crypto assets as digital commodities. Together, the two actions represent the most significant regulatory clarity the industry has received in over a decade. A startup exemption with a 4-year runway. The centerpiece of Atkins' proposal is a fit-for-purpose startup exemption, a time-limited registration exemption for offerings of investment contracts involving certain crypto assets. Under this framework, crypto entrepreneurs could raise capital, potentially up to a defined ceiling, while operating outside the SEC's standard registration requirements for up to 4 years. Issuers relying on the exemption would file a disclosure document with the commission that includes principles-based disclosure, a discussion of the issuer's financial condition, and the issuer's financial statements. They would also be required to notify the SEC when initially relying on the exemption and again when exiting it. The 4-year window is designed to give developers a regulatory runway to reach product maturity before deciding whether their token requires full securities registration or qualifies for a different classification entirely. The investment contract off-ramp. The second major component addresses one of crypto's longest-running legal questions. When does a token stop being a security? Atkins outlined an investment contract safe harbor that would apply once an issuer has completed or otherwise permanently ceased all essential managerial efforts that it represented or promised under the investment contract. In practical terms, this means a token that was sold as an investment could later be reclassified as a non-security once the project is sufficiently decentralized and the issuer's promises have been fulfilled or abandoned. This is a rule-based standard, not a judgment call. If a project meets the criteria, the token exits securities law automatically. The safe harbor would give issuers and market participants greater certainty about when a crypto asset is not subject to the federal securities laws, according to the SEC's framework. For token projects that launched during the enforcement-heavy Gensler era with ambiguous legal status, this off-ramp could retroactively resolve years of uncertainty. 5 categories. 1. Subject to securities law. The safe harbor proposal builds on the token taxonomy that the SEC and CFTC formalized earlier in the day. That taxonomy classifies crypto tokens into 5 categories: digital commodities, BTC, ETH, SOL, LINK, AVAX, and 12 others. Digital collectibles, NFTs and similar unique assets. Digital tools, utility tokens with functional use. Stable coins, pegged to fiat or other assets. Digital securities, traditional securities using blockchain technology. Only digital securities remain subject to federal securities laws. Atkins put it bluntly, "We're not the Securities and Everything Commission anymore." The guidance also explicitly excluded airdrops, protocol staking, and protocol mining from securities regulation, removing a cloud that had hung over DeFi participation since the SEC began targeting staking services in 2023. An innovation exemption is coming next. Beyond the startup exemption and investment contract safe harbor, Atkins previewed a forthcoming innovation exemption for crypto firms. Details are sparse, but the framework appears aimed at giving established companies room to experiment with tokenized products without triggering full compliance obligations. The full rulemaking proposal is expected to land within weeks. At 400-plus pages, it will be the most comprehensive crypto-specific regulation the SEC has ever produced, a stark reversal from the previous administration's approach of regulating through enforcement actions rather than formal rulemaking. What this means for the crypto card ecosystem, regulatory clarity on token classification directly affects every crypto card vendor that rewards users in native tokens. If a card issuer's reward token qualifies as a digital commodity or digital tool rather than a security, the compliance burden for offering that reward drops significantly. Staking-based card programs, like those from Crypto.com, CRO staking for tier access, or Plutus, PLU staking for cashback, benefit from the explicit exclusion of protocol staking from securities regulation. Card vendors operating in the U.S. market have a clearer path to offering staking-linked benefits without the risk of an SEC enforcement action. For self-custody card providers like MetaMask or Cipher, the investment contract off-ramp is particularly relevant. If their associated tokens achieve sufficient decentralization, the securities question is settled permanently. As of March 18, 2026, BTC is trading at $73,679, 1.8% over 24 hours, ETH at $2,311, 1.7%, and SOL at $94.18, 1.3%. The Fear and Greed Index sits at 42, neutral. Markets have not yet fully reacted to the combined impact of the taxonomy guidance and safe harbor proposal, both announced late in the U.S. trading day.